95.9 The River, Cajan. Yeah, Cajun Jan is here, as well as Danielle Tufano. And we have a Mardi Gras gala coming up for Tri-City Family Services. And I would like to say, first of all, good morning to Carrie Siebold. She is Board of Directors and Vice President. Is that of Tri-City Family Services?
Yes, sir.
Well, very good. And how long have you been there?
About 3 years.
Very nice. And I know I've met you guys, especially at runs and things that I've hosted for you. Michelle Rollins is here. She is a communications manager, and you are gala co-chairs of this Mardi Gras gala that's coming up.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, good morning. We're going to have some fun, and I'm sure Cajun Jan will help us in all of this. And
it's Cajan.
That's right.
Oh, Lordy, I'm going to bring you some traffic that certainly is going to burn your soul like some good sneezes.
First, though, sunny this morning, overcast this afternoon with a high of 50. Let's hear the traffic, Cajan.
Oh, let me tell you, close due to an accident. That's a stop on side of Tri-State. Oh, cool, damn Duke boy's done it again. Shut off between North Avenue and the Eisenhower Expressway. Hey, speaking thereof, your Eisenhower got a dash of paprika up its old caboose. It's an hour 10 in from 390. Same with the Stevenson hoo-hoo from Veterans. Now your northbound Veterans. Ooh, they call me King Creole. Gonna slow you from Mountain Toll Plaza to West Byron Reagan. I hear you talk about having Elton John. How about you have Alan Toussaint gonna sing a song? I know we can make it. I know that we can. Northbound Trace, they're going to slow you as you near the Grand of... Oh, Lordy, I need some ribs. My heart is hurting. Oh, Eastbound Reagan with an accent on the shoulder. Go slow your orchard to 31. Elvis sing us out. They call me King Creole. Hey, jam with traffic. The river.
I'm tired just hearing you.
Yeah, I mean, I am out of breath and I haven't said a word.
I just want to take a nap.
That was funny, though, but I'm sorry, ladies. We were out of time. We don't That was a long traffic report. No, that was Cajan. So let's talk. Well, you know what? Before that, let's talk about Tri-City Family Services, Carrie. What do they do? I know what they do because I have used Tri-City Family Services.
That's right. Actually, lots of people have used it. We've been around for 50 years. We are a provider of family-centered mental health counseling and wellness services. Mm-hmm. So basically, we partner with schools, community groups, as well as provide individual therapy for all ages at all income levels. So if somebody's suffering from anxiety, depression, going through life changes, we have
y'all notice she's looking at me. You see that? You see her staring at me on that one?
You're captivating.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. Good answer.
Thank you very much.
So we have lots of support groups. We do an FBT, which is family-based treatment. We have a wilderness program. And really, our gala is our largest fundraiser, and that's what we're here to talk about today, because it's coming up.
There we go. Cue the music. And we'll turn to Michelle Rollins, communications manager. This is our Mardi Gras gala. Give me all the beef.
All the beef. Well, the event is coming up in just under 5 weeks. We are looking at Saturday, February the 24th will be the Mardi Gras Gala. It'll be at Pheasant Run Resort, a beautiful venue. We are going to kick it off at 6 o'clock with open bar and cocktails and the music of Dennis O'Brien,
who I love, Dennis.
Dennis. He's great. Great. And then we're going to move it into the ballroom for the dinner. We'll have some fun live food stations. Food will be provided, not live.
Yeah, right.
And then we're going to have
live food.
And then a
Cajan the chef.
Exactly. Perhaps he's available that night. And then we do have a wonderful program, which will be highlighted. Our master of ceremonies this year is Ron Onesti, the president and CEO of the Arcata Theater.
There you go.
We are going to include a lot of fun components to this event. Everything from your silent auction items and showcase raffles and a live auction and some pretty fascinating options, I will say, for the live auction.
Well, you guys do it upright, too. So this is your 29th annual fundraiser, Tri-City Family Services.
Yes.
As Carrie, you said, it's been around for 50 years. And you do a sliding scale. I think that's important. You do a kind of a sliding scale depending on what the finances are in the household. Am I right?
Absolutely. We don't turn anybody away based off of their need. If they need help, we're going to find a way to help them get their services and get them healthy so that they can continue to move on. So if they don't have insurance. We do take insurance, but if they don't have insurance, we'll work with them based off of their income level and come up with a pay scale for them.
That's awesome. So Tri-City Family Services, what's your website?
www.tricityfamilieservices.org.
And how do people get tickets to the gala?
They can go to our website. They can call 630-232-1070. And I believe we'll also include some information for 95.9 listeners.
I'll throw something up for you.
Fantastic.
So that is the Mardi Gras Gala again. It is coming up February 24th at Pheasant Run, and we'll give you details on that. Ladies, Gary, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. Stay tuned. We have a rock and roll history lesson next.
When I dare to dream, adventure begins with me.